Welcome to the Healing Soul Podcast, empowering wellness and oneness. I'm so excited. Today I have an amazing guest, Giovanna Silvestri. Welcome to the Healing Soul. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Yes, thank you so much for having me. Yes, I am. My name is Giovanna Silvestri, and I started a brand about a decade ago called Confused Girl in the City. And before that, I actually worked in Hollywood for quite a few years. I worked in the TV and film industry, and I got pretty high up at a very young age.
That's exciting.
Yes, no, it was exciting. And I'm very grateful for my experience in the entertainment industry. It definitely taught me how to have thick skin and how to navigate difficult personalities.
To say the least, right?
Yeah, exactly. But it just came to a point where I felt like every day I was dragging myself out of bed and to go to work, and I would wake up with like knots in my stomach, and it became a miserable existence.
Okay, so you knew it wasn't your soul's path.
Exactly. Yes. I didn't know what was, but I knew this absolutely wasn't it.
Okay.
And then after that, I went and I thought, okay, my parents had an Italian restaurant in California. I thought, okay, maybe I'm supposed to take over my parents' restaurant, and that would make my
Okay.
parents really happy to be close to them and help. So I went to do that, and I worked in that for almost 2 years. And again, like miserable, unhappy, wasn't the right thing for
So
me.
did you learn how to cook? Are you an amazing cook now?
You know what? I'm a pretty good cook. I don't love to cook, and
Okay.
I'm a little spoiled because my dad was an amazing chef. My mom is an amazing cook. So I just got really spoiled with
Right.
how amazing the food was. And it was almost like there was only too many cooks in the kitchen.
Okay. That makes sense.
So it was kind of like, it's better just to stay out of there and get crazy.
Okay.
So I did. And so I didn't learn as much as I probably should have, but I definitely. My dad said I have a really good palate. Like I know really good food. So yeah, I found myself unhappy, and I was like, I don't know what I'm doing, but I gotta get out of here. So then
Okay.
I came back to Los Angeles, just this totally broken person.
Okay.
And I fell into a really dark depression, and it was like my brain was playing a loop of all of my shortcomings, of any perceived rejections or failures, and I felt like I had no worth.
Okay.
And
So all
what
that critical self-talk that we do in our heads, even if it has no merit, but we all do that tape that plays. Oh, you can't do that, or you screwed up, or all those things that you've got to like clear out of there.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it had gotten to a point with me that it was a record player I couldn't turn off anymore. It's like I lost
Okay.
control of it. It was just obsessively just looping in my brain. And
Right.
so it was incredibly painful. And I thought to myself, I'm in a mental prison and I don't know how to get out of this. And I thought, I wish I was in a physical prison and mentally free than being in a mental prison and being physically free. Because it looks like there's nothing wrong with you, but you're like dying on the inside. So it had gotten out of control. And what I realized for myself at that time was I had gotten to this place because my whole life had been about how to look good to other people, how to make my family proud and happy of like happy, proud of me.
Right.
And it was all about external image. And I didn't know who I was. I wasn't connected to myself. I didn't know what I was doing here on earth. I didn't see much value in myself. And I knew that this was the root of the issue.
Right.
And so I made an intention for myself. And my intention was, I want to wake up at some point and I want to feel good just because I exist.
Being whole and realizing that you're loved unconditionally and that you're whole. So, is there a major event that happened, or did you reach out for help? What made you turn the corner for our listeners?
Well, I think it was this realization, right? And going, okay, I've done life a certain way and I hit a brick wall. You know,
Okay.
it's just like common sense. You know, it's like this hasn't worked out for me. I feel awful. I don't want to continue living if life is going to be like this. This is just too
Right.
awful. So I have to do something different. And I believe how I got here is because I've been ignoring myself and I've been totally image-based.
Okay.
And in this super.
Made you wake up. You know how certain, like sometimes people go through a breakup of a relationship or a car accident or an illness, and they wake up to this is what's really important to me. Did you have that wake up moment in your
Oh,
life?
yeah. I mean, at this point, everything that I had put value in was no longer there. So
Okay.
I didn't have a career anymore. I wasn't working towards something because I didn't know what to work toward and I felt broken. So that was gone. I was in a serious relationship for 2 years and I actually broke it off, but still it was like I put so much of my self-worth into having this boyfriend. It
Right.
was a really good boyfriend. He was good looking. He treated me well. You know, it was just, but it was
Right.
right for me. And
Right.
so I didn't have that anymore. Then my relationship with my family, because I left the restaurant, got strained.
Okay.
So everything around me had just totally crumbled. And now I'm here just with myself. Going and also no money, broke. And
Right.
so it's like, oh my gosh, I'm horrible. And so it was an accumulation of all of these things. So I had realized that I'd gotten to this place because of the way I was doing life. And I'm like, well, I got to do life differently. And I just want to feel good just because I exist, because I'm here on earth. And I don't want it
Yeah.
to be because of a new car or a new career or money or a
So
new
all those
boyfriend.
external things, right? It's like going
Yes.
within and realizing that you already have self-worth, just like our listeners. Every single person listening is already whole. They're already unconditionally loved. But it's a big aha moment when you slow down and go within. And I know for me, meditation was a great self-care thing that I do every day. So what practices did you do to realize your self-worth?
Well, initially, my roommate, she was doing this like 30-day yoga challenge. And this is, you know, mind you, this was like oh, a little over a decade ago. So
Right.
yoga wasn't as mainstream as it is now.
Right.
I was a workout girl, but I was like, you know, more boot camp style
And
classes,
I,
running.
right. And I
And
teach yoga, not to interrupt, but I teach yoga and it's all about going within.
yes.
It's not about the asanas and postures. It's about going within and the meditation part and the relaxation and getting connected to yourself. But continue. I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, that's exactly right. And my roommate was doing this 30-day yoga challenge and she's like, "You know what? You should come with me. I think you'd really like it." And I was like, "Okay, I'll try it." So I went with her and it was like when I was doing yoga and it was a vinyasa flow. So what I liked about it is it kept me entertained and engaged because it was physically straining enough, but it
Right.
so got me in the moment and the negative loop stopped. So it was like when I was practicing yoga, I got a break from it and I wasn't able to find anything else that would give me a break from that loop. And so, and yoga did that for me. And because even when I was running or doing weights, the loop would still be going. But with yoga, it stopped. And then after yoga, there was a period, there was a gap right after where the loop had stopped. It stayed off. And then of course it picked back up again and everything. But I was like, okay, if yoga is helping me with getting it to stop, then I'm going to do a lot of this. I'm going to do this every day because it's a break from myself, break from my negative, from that voice. And so, and that's the thing is like, it then the break got larger and larger and larger. And then I took back control of my own mind.
I love it.
And yeah, it was it, and I did and then I started doing meditation as well. I mean, yoga was like my moving meditation, but I started meditating as well. I was reading lots of self-help books, like any self-help book I could get my hands on. I was reading, I was watching all the YouTube videos, like Eckhart Tolle and Deepak Chopra and like everyone. And I just became this sponge of how do I live life in a more healthy, happy way that's more real?
So it
And
sounds like you took personal responsibility for your well-being, spiritually, emotionally, and physically. Which makes you realize who you really are and self-actualize into your soul's path.
exactly. If there's a will, there's a way.
Right.
That
Perseverance. If you keep at it, something is gonna
it's gonna
pop
shift.
and be an aha moment.
It will. And I did have that. And I kind of lived like a monk for a few months. And I got some part-time jobs and I didn't really I it was just, like I was a nanny and I sold salt at a farmer's market on Sundays, like this artisan salt. And I did, because I was like, I'm not, I don't need to put any effort right now into a career. And that's not my goal right now. I've been doing that for the last decade. It hasn't worked out for me. Let me put the effort into myself and just make some money just to sustain myself. So work, all of that just took a way back seat. And it was just all about getting me healthy mentally and spiritually. And so yeah, I became like a monk in the four walls of my apartment. And I was, I had a gratitude journal. And I would also start, like, I would be like, okay, you need to go do something nice for somebody like this week. You need to get out of yourself kind of thing. I had all these, I was doing yoga and meditation. I would do walks by the beach because the ocean is really soothing for me. For some reason, I love water. Even as a child, I loved being in the water. I know like some babies are scared of water and it freaks them out, but I loved it. And even now I take like one bath a day. It's like a kind of like a soothing, it soothes my soul, my body. It's like a
I'm a
meditation.
soaker too. I love the water. I will stay in there for an hour adding hot water and bath salts.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I got my Epsom lavender chamomile salt and I love it. And it's like, and that's one thing I talk about in my book is like I give people advice and tips and all of that and take them through my journey. But it's all about I want to help them find what works for them because some people don't like baths or don't like meditation or don't like yoga. And that's okay. It's not about copying somebody else. It's about trying things and seeing what works for you and what doesn't. And if something doesn't work, you don't need to shame yourself. You don't need to hate on it or hate on yourself because it worked for someone else and doesn't work for you. It's about finding what works for you. And that's why I called my brand Confused Girl, because we're all confused girls and we're trying to figure it out. And I talk about how confusion is actually a virtue because confusion is like the fuel on your self-discovery journey. You have to be confused first to then go out and discover. And I think discovery is one of the most amazing things that we do here on Earth because it's like your life is an adventure.
I agree, and it sounded like in the beginning you checked off Okay, I don't want that. That's not it. That's not it. On to the next thing, and we'll see if that's it. And it's discovering yourself, discovering your soul. And I know you've said that you found peace, in the chaos. So was it by going through what worked for you one by one in the different modalities and self-care things that you tried that you're like, oh, this works. I feel better. This soothes me.
Yes, it was starting to have those little things in my life that I appreciated. And so where I was going with living like a monk,
Right.
it was I was a few months into doing this, and my goal was I want to wake up one day and just feel good, without anything else happening in my life
Right.
externally. I just want to feel good. And it happened. It was so crazy how this happened. And this is why, if you have a desire and it's a pure desire, the universe does conspire to help you. Like the angels will come in, whatever you want to call it, like God, spirit guides, the universe, life, consciousness, the fort, whatever you want to call it, it will come in and it will help you. Because I woke up this one morning and it was a flood of joy and gratitude in my body. And I had a gratitude journal, but I mean, I in those days, especially, I wasn't really grateful as I was writing things down that I was grateful for. I was making myself remember the things in my day that I should be grateful for.
But you
But
were
I
trying, and that's a first step. For anybody listening,
exactly.
you got to start somewhere, and it might not be
Exactly.
perfect, but at least you're headed in the right direction
You're putting
as to
in
where you want to
action.
go.
Yes,
Yes, you're
you're
putting
putting in
action.
action. You're doing the
Right.
intention, and it doesn't happen overnight. It's a commitment. But if you commit with it, if you commit to it, you can have this. I call it like a spiritual awakening I had. I went through a
Right.
dark night of the soul, and then I had this. So I woke up and it literally felt like I was on ecstasy. Like
Like you could fly.
like it
That's how
just.
I describe it. Some days you just feel like you're in joy, like you could literally take flight.
Yeah, it was just the most amazing feeling all throughout my body. And I'm like, I started jumping on my bed because I was like, oh my God, I did it. I did it. I did it. And then I said, okay, I want to go out into nature and I just want to look at it. So I went on a walk and this tree I passed by like every day on my walk, but it took on a new form. It was just like, oh, like I was looking at the root. I mean, literally like someone on mushrooms or a psychedelic.
It's like you realize the connection to
I was on no
nature
drugs. It was
and the
a
bliss.
natural high. And then I went to the beach, and I was sitting on the beach, and I was just looking at the water, and I was like, "Whoa!" And in which is so cool because that's how children are. They're like, and
Like
there's
the
no.
wonderment of it all, right?
And there was this quote that I actually I had on my I had this chalkboard wall, and I had written this on it, and it said something like, "It's not about seeking new landscape, it's about having new eyes." And I thought it was beautiful, but I didn't really get it.
Seeing with
And
the eyes of the soul.
yeah, and then in that moment, that day, I was like, oh, I get what that means now. I understand what that means. It was this, oh, it was amazing. And it lasted for a couple of days, and then it wore off, like that intensity wore off. But what was really cool is that joy and gratitude that I felt is like a little nugget inside me. And it's always there. So if I need to connect with it and go back into it, I can. And so I'm so grateful. And the great thing about when you go past that point and you reprogram your brain, you're not going to go back. I mean, you might have moments of the voice coming up or self-doubt or negativity, but it's like it's very few and far between.
And I feel like once you realize that you're whole, You know your soul. You see through the eyes of the soul. You're unstoppable. Those outward things, the car, the clothes, the career, other people's negative words, they don't affect your joy because that divine spark has been opened and you realize who you are and no one can stop you.
Yes. No, I 100%, I 100% agree with that. That is so true. And I mean, it didn't, I wouldn't say at that point, I was like, oh, I feel a hundred. I mean, in that moment, I felt 100% whole, but you know, it wasn't like, it was like, okay, I'm better. I'm better. Like it's like progressive, you
Like you're
know?
on the mile marker of your soul's path and you just keep
Yes.
going,
Yeah.
propelling yourself forward.
Yes. And I kind of look at it like the lows get less low and shorter and the highs get higher and longer.
Right.
And so, and I mean by high, I mean like a just kind of a feeling of contentment in your being.
Right.
You know, that's how I think of like high. I don't mean, it's not like excited, like all the time, but
It's
more
like peace. You are
peace. Yeah.
content in yourself and
Yeah.
just being with yourself and being okay with yourself. And peace is my word for this year. I always pick a word for the year. It's like prayer, enlightenment, awareness, communication, excellent. If you had to pick a word for this year, what would it be?
Low.
Low?
I would say, yeah, because right now so many amazing things are happening with my book and everything. And I'm just like, it's been years to get this project off the ground, and I just want to flow with it and let it
Hello?
unfold. And I would say like enjoyment and flow is my theme for this year. It's not pushing or yeah, it's just like,
That's a perfect word because flow, it's like you're telling the universe what you want and it's coming back to you because you realize your worth, you realize you're open, you're allowing, you're surrendering to it. And it's happening, which is
yes.
awesome. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's like, and that's definitely the theme of my year is just like let it happen and like show up and let it happen. I think that the theme of my year, I actually was doing yoga yesterday and I was like thinking about that and I was like, all I have to do is just let it happen.
Right, just flow with it.
I've done the work. I'll just flow with it, you know?
Right. And it'll come back to you. So tell the
Yeah.
listeners the title of your book and when it's going to be available on Amazon.
Yeah, so it actually is you can pre-order it now on Amazon. It's called Confused Girl, Find Your Peace in the Chaos. And it's on Amazon, barnesandnoble.com as well. So
Okay.
you can
That's so
pre-order.
exciting.
I know it's so this has been a crazy journey. I 7 years ago, I left the country for 2 years to write this book.
Okay.
And because I wanted to be in a very peaceful setting, I moved to Bali.
Oh, wow. How exciting. What a great experience.
It was an amazing experience, and I wanted to do this differently than I'd done everything before. I didn't want to bulldoze my way through it or feel like I was on an agenda and I got to get it done. It was very much like, okay, I did like an hour and a half of yoga every day to get myself really peaceful and in a good place. I'd
Right.
down at a cafe with my laptop, and if words came, then I would write. If they didn't, then I would just close up my laptop and be like, okay, we're not writing today. Let's go sightseeing. Let's go, you know, do something interesting. And so it was just a beautiful experience that I'm so grateful I was able to do. And then I came back during COVID. I was able to get an agent. And then for 2 years, my book was rejected by publishing companies. And at this time, my dad was really sick, and I wasn't fully 100% like I was 100% on him,
Right,
not
your focus.
my focus. Yeah. And also with the book, I was like, you know, I'm proud that I'm happy that I did it. And not going to get published. That's okay. I'll self-publish it. It's fine. Let's just see where this goes.
Right.
And 2 months, but I will say, old me, before my spiritual awakening and everything, old me would have been suffocating this project, would have been obsessing about every rejection, would have
Right.
felt so bad, would have, I mean, it's crazy the
Your
shift.
perspective completely shifted, and you're allowing and you're letting it flow, and everything has a perfect timing. And I think sometimes when we're disappointed, if something doesn't happen, there's something so much better just around the corner. If you can just get through that time and allow and be open, that it happens in the perfect synchronistic timing.
No, and it could not have been more beautiful. I'm so grateful that I was not suffocating the project and was just letting it breathe,
Right.
because 2 months before my father passed away, two publishing
Oh, I'm
companies.
sorry.
Oh, thank
It's
you. Thank
very hard to go through.
you. Very hard to go through. Very. I would say that the theme of that year was surviving.
Right.
You
I
know,
get it.
like surviving.
Right.
It wasn't flowing, it was surviving. But at 2 months before he passed, two publishing companies had a bidding war on my book. And
How
so,
fabulous is that?
oh my gosh. And then my father got to see all of that and heard my Zoom calls with the publishing companies and saw me sign the contract and go over the contract with my agent. And he was like listening,
Wow.
he's a businessman, you know, and he was all excited for me. And I'm just like, wow, God, you could not have timed that more beautifully for me, because it also gave me a beacon of hope in a period of like immense tragedy. And
Right.
it was just the divine timing of that. Then I got my advanced copies on my dad's birthday. I mean,
And I'm sure he was so proud of you before he passed and is seeing, even from heaven, all these great things that are happening to you.
yeah, I guess he told the nurse, he goes, you know, she's gonna be okay. She's gonna be okay.
Oh, how
And
beautiful is that?
I know I was like, oh my God.
Aw.
But it's been just an incredible journey. Like, I'm so grateful, so grateful for it all.
And I know you've said that confusion is a virtue, and I think from our conversation, because it helps you figure out what you do want in your life.
Yes, exactly. Because no one, you know, comes out of the womb with a manual on how
Right.
to view their life. You know, wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, it sure
Avoid
would be.
these people. This is where you're gonna get maybe, you know, booby trapped.
Well, you think of like my old self, like setting boundaries is a big life theme for me, realizing I deserve to be loved just as much as I love. And they sound like such simple things, kind of like you were saying earlier, but we all go through these different processes where it's like, okay, I need to have some boundaries so that I feel good, and I need to do this because this works in my life. And it's not being selfish. I think it's being self-aware, being loving to yourself, being kind to yourself, being compassionate. And that all helps with depression. And I am a big proponent of going to counseling, and working with someone and having someone listen to you, and then just doing the work and working through and feeling the emotions, and then allowing them to drop away and being open for the good things that are just around the corner.
Yeah, I feel exactly the same,
Yeah.
100%. And I think, but before all of this happened, I wanted that to be true, and I wanted to believe that that was true. But when it actually happens to you, you go, wow, it's true.
It is, yeah.
Versus just wanting it to be true, you're like, oh my gosh, I experienced it. And I remember people saying, you know, when I was watching these self-help videos, they go, oh my gosh, if you let it happen and all these things, then it's going to be bigger than you ever thought was possible.
Right.
And with kind of like, oh, okay, nothing has happened. None of my projects have met my expectations. And
Right.
like, maybe my expectations are too high. And then with this book, it's like it's exceeded my expectations in every single way.
That's awesome. It's very exciting. So, do you have any parting words for our listeners to sum up what are some of the takeaways out of your book?
Well, I'll give this one because I think it's a simple one that you can start implementing every day. I think, well, okay, I'll give two. I'll give two.
Okay, perfect.
I think you really need to have little things within your day that bring you joy.
Right.
And then it's good when, like, for me, it's my coffee in the morning. Like, I wake up super groggy and I love making my cappuccinos with oat milk. And I have a certain type of oat milk I like. I have my espresso machine that I love. And so it's a real kind of, it is like a little ritual I do for myself. And I have my coffee and I just thaw out quietly. And it brings so much joy. Like, at nighttime, I'm looking forward to waking up and getting my coffee and having that time in the morning.
I love it.
It's like a looking forward to. So I think you need, and then I love also my walks. I love my walks. So I just think there are certain things you need to find within your day and give them to you that gives you some joy, even if it's like a little piece of dark chocolate or whatever it is. It's important to do that for yourself because that's self-love.
And it is so, and it's a great way to help with depression. If you have something to look forward to, just those little simple things give you hope because it
Yes.
makes you want to keep going and persevere through the hard times. And I know in my life, the biggest crises I've gone through have awakened me the most.
Yes, it's true. Like, unfortunately, a lot of us need to suffer until we get it. Suffering does have a purpose here, There is a purpose. Had I not gone through what I went through and suffered tremendously, I would not have done all of this cool stuff I'm doing now and just really great about it. And second thing I would say, I really encourage people to start doing one new thing a week they've never done before. And it doesn't have to be something drastic that scares you per se, but it's like you can dip your toe in and just start doing like one new thing every week or every 2 weeks. And it just gets you outside of your comfort zone, whether that's a dance class or whatever it is. It's like just try something new. It gets you outside of your comfort zone. It gets you thinking more creatively. Like when I write, I have not written any of my book in my house in Los Angeles. Written it completely in other places because when I'm in a new place, it's like doo-doo-doo, the creativity, the new, the sparkle of everything. It's exciting to me. I'm looking forward to sitting at a cafe and working, So I just really encourage people to try something new, like go on Groupon and see what deals are out there and try something.
Well, you could find your passion that you didn't even know was your passion by trying something new. And I love that earlier you said you call your angels in. And before we started the podcast, I sage the room. I'm in my loft looking at the mountain, and I sage the room and I asked all the angels and archangels to come in and give us the perfect words to give our listeners hope and to realize their self-worth. And I call upon Gabriel, and I wrote my last two books looking at the mountains. So connecting with nature, like you said, going for that walk, saying how beautiful is the water, how beautiful is that tree, and seeing it with your soul's eyes. That's
Yes.
available for every single person listening to have those aha moments. And if if the people listening, which some of them are going to be going through difficult times, to know that there's something better around the corner, and that
Yes.
you're already whole, you're already loved. And I just think It's profound, the work that you're doing. I'm so glad that you shared your soul words with the world through this book. It sounds amazing. I can't wait to get it. And then, if our listeners want to find you, like on Instagram, or do you have a website? Can you share that information with them?
Yes. My website is confusedgirlinthecity.com. And you can also go on there and find all the links to pre-order my book. And also, I have a yoga wear line. You can check that out.
It's fun. I did. I checked it out there. You got some great stuff.
Yeah, my designs are inspired by healing crystals. It's really fun and vibrant. And you can follow me on Instagram at confusedgirlla.
Okay. All right. Well, I really enjoyed our conversation today, and I want to thank you for being on the Healing Soul. And I always pick an intuitive heart oracle card. And today's card is Be Still. Take a walk in nature. Sit by the water or the lake. Go hiking. Empty out your thoughts. Clear your mind and meditate on answers. Be still. And how perfect is that
Oh my gosh,
intuitively
so
with
perfect.
what we talked about and what worked for you?
So perfect.
It always lines up. I always pick an intuitive heart oracle card. And I just want to thank everyone listening. I appreciate all of our listeners and know that God loves you and so do I. The Healing Soul, empowering wellness and oneness.